Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Cynthia Bailey, who dishes on the brand new season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, gives us all the details on her wedding, and teases what really went down at her bachelorette party.
Well, it's so good to see you. Congratulations. Last time I saw you, you were planning your wedding, and now you are a married woman.
I am a married woman now. You know what? It's good. I was trying to figure out. I was talking to my husband the other day. I was like, do you feel different? And he was like, yeah. I was like, how do you feel different? I was like, he's like, I feel like at peace. Like, I feel like for me, like before we got married, like we would argue about, like, you know, if a word was actually a real word playing Scrabble. And they have like a big thing about it. Like, we argued about a lot of little things that just, like, you know, didn't really matter. And now that we're married, like, we just let everything go. It's like, okay, I guess we can't really have an argument today because what's going to happen? We're going to divorce each other. You forgot to pick up the ground beef at the grocery store for us or whatever. So it's just peace. And I feel like I honestly have a partner now, someone that just has my back. And, you know, as someone who's been so independent for so long, I feel like it just feels good to know that if I fall, there's somebody there to catch me.
I love that. Is it weird calling him husband still?
I love calling him husband. I didn't like fiance. That was weird. I hated being like, oh, this is my fiance. Like, it's like fiance. It just was whatever. But husband, I'm like looking for reasons. To,
oh,
like,
I love that.
Like, I don't even call him Mike anymore. I'm like, husband, are you ready for dinner? Husband, are you ready to go to bed now?
That's fantastic. I'm so happy for you guys. And you looked positively stunning at your wedding. Oh my God. So, so beautiful. I mean, how was the day start to finish? Were there any hiccups that nobody knew about that only you knew about?
Yeah. Lots of hiccups, like a whole hurricane hiccup, like the week of my wedding. So yeah, we had, you know, in the spirit of abiding by all the COVID-19 rules and regulations, we had decided to move the wedding from indoors to outdoors. Although the wedding for indoors was always big enough to be inside, but we just wanted to take that one other extra precaution and move it outside, just so everybody's even more comfortable than we already made them, because we literally had COVID-19 just take over the whole wedding. Like, I wasn't agonizing over what foods were served and gowns. I was like, I don't care what I wear. Just as long as we have, are we going to have the COVID-19 guy come spray the venue? You know, do we have that the shields come in? Did Jill send the mask? You know, it just kind of took over everything. So, yeah, it was a lot of things that happened that were, you know, weddings are stressful during a pandemic, even more so. But I have to say, kudos to us. Thank the Lord. We were able to pull it off, and not one person tested positive for COVID as a result of our wedding.
So great.
Longest 14 days of my life actually, because I was counting them down, and I was like, every day I was like, how many more days left? I haven't heard from anyone. And now we've been married almost 4 weeks now. So we're good.
All good. Who got the most turned up at the wedding?
You know what? Mike's mom was really turned up.
I love that.
Like, first of all, I didn't even know Miss Linda could dance like that. Like, she had a blast. My mom had fun too. Like, the moms, and you guys will see throughout the season, like, they were really, like, very stressed out about the wedding. Like, my mom and I kind of go at it, and we never go at it.
Yeah.
About anything. But she was like kind of driving me crazy during like the whole planning process. But at that wedding, it was like, she was an angel. Mike's mom was awesome. Like, they both had a really good time, but Mike's mom probably turned up the heart.
I love that. I love that so much. And I'm so excited to see it all play out this season. Obviously, this season looks a little different. I mean, we have COVID, we have everything else going on, and you're back for season 13. I mean, what does it feel like what does it feel like to have 13 seasons of this show? It's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, it feels like yesterday I started my first season. Maybe 1 year I'll do this, and that'll be it, one season. And it's been a long ride for me. And what I love about it the most is I still feel like, although in the beginning, you know, you guys may have seen maybe a quieter Cynthia, I still am pretty much the same person. I've grown. I can read a little better. I definitely don't take any crap, but I still don't feel like I'm a villain or I'm anyone who just, you know, I'm not a mean girl. I'm not really, you know, I kind of live and let live. And I haven't been, you know, I've managed not to compromise too much of myself and my soul to be good TV. You know, I sleep very well at night. I think I represent myself well. I think I represent Black women well. I think I represent moms well, daughters well. Yep. I feel like I've given you guys my truth, and that feels good. That feels good. And when I do leave, because everything does come to an end at some point, as long as I stay on this track, I will look back on this journey with nothing but gratitude. It's been an amazing, amazing ride.
It definitely has. And like I said, the season looks a little different. We have some new faces, and obviously with Nene leaving. So how did the dynamic change this season? Because we see your good friend Drew come in and LaToya. So we have some new faces.
We do have some new faces. We like to call them fresh blood. You know, no matter what they have going on until they come over here and play with us, you know, it's a little different. It's definitely different. It was good. I always think, you know, fresh blood is good. Going back to Nene, she's not on this season. You know, she hasn't been on in, you know, seasons before. We just blazed on through. You know, I always, you know, feel like Nene's always great on the show, but if she chose not to be here, I wish her well. Yeah. And we have a great season. I think season 13 is going to be good for a number of reasons. First of all, it's a different season for us because we're shooting in the middle of a pandemic. So that just looks different. We're shooting at home a lot more. You know, there's all these rules and regulations. You know, you're going to see a lot more masks. Even in our home, sometimes you still see masks.
Yeah.
We don't go on an international trip. So all the flying and stuff was cut out. We did get to go on a private plane on our last trip, but that was, I got to go private because we couldn't go commercials. Yeah, there was some perks. That was fun. But the new faces, Drew is, you know, a friend of mine. Ralph and Mike get along really well. The husbands get along great. I'm enjoying like building that friendship together. LaToya is definitely a little wild card. She brings a lot of spice to the soup. And I had a fun season. We still have about 3 more weeks left.
Okay.
But it's been great. I think you guys will enjoy it. And then also with the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement going on, you know, all of those things changed the world and affected all of us. And, you know, with the drama and all the, you know, shade and everything, you guys actually get to see us focus on the movement and family and just everything that not only happened to the rest of the world, that happened to us.
I think that's so important too. And it's going to be great to see things through your perspective as well, which I think, you know, people continue have to have these conversations. And I think that's going to be a great learning experience for everybody as well. I think that's fantastic. I mean, going back to Nene a little bit, did you talk to her after she decided to leave the show, or have you guys had any communication? Cause I know she didn't go to the wedding.
I did not. You know, my friendship is not in the same place that it used to be. Mm-hmm. We kind of live in a very respectful place. You know, mm-hmm. I wish her well. You know, if I ran into her at Costco tomorrow, I'd be like, hey, oh my God, how are you? You know, for me, I live in a place of respect in regards to that relationship. I wish her well. I don't talk to her really. I did invite her to the wedding. She didn't come. And, you know, that's just pretty much where it is. I respect it. You know, my whole thing was, for me personally, she was actually one of the first ladies she was like one of the first to meet Mike. For me, that just kind of, you know, Mike and I had a conversation about it, and that just kind of overwrote, like, wherever we are, I just said, you know what, it just feel right not to invite her because she was around when we were together.
Yeah.
So we threw it out there, and, you know, I respect her decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it a little disappointing though? So you guys have been through so much together?
You know what? because she was around during the early stages when I met my husband, it just would have been nice, you know, to see her and Greg. But again, there's no pressure. I'm not forcing anything. I am fine where we are in a nice little respectful place. And for me, when it comes to like closure or the things that the choices that I make in my life at this point, I just do things that make me feel good. And however the person responds, I'm fine with it. I receive it.
As you should. Well, I know you said that obviously we couldn't travel this season and go on these amazing trips, but there was a big event that was teased in the trailer, and that is the bachelorette party. So what can you tease? What goes down at this bachelorette party? Because somebody may or may not have hooked up the stripper.
The question is, what doesn't go down at the bachelorette party? A lot goes down at the bachelorette party. And you know, it was like levels to the party. It was like the party, then it was the after party, and then it was the after party. So I will say, without saying too much, you guys just have to tune in. We had a great time. And I think some of my crew even enjoyed my bachelorette party more than I did. Although it was for me. Just leave it right there. We set out to have a good time. Candy did a great job throwing the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Like, I was not disappointed in any way and entertained to the fullest.
Are any of the girls going to get in trouble with their significant others after this is seen?
All I can tell you is I'm not going to get in trouble because I enjoyed the party. I had a great time. And then I tapped out and went to bed after a certain time. So I'm not responsible for anyone else. You know, these are grown women. They have their own lives and they can do whatever they want to do. And for me, it's no judgment. Hey, it is what it is. You are grown. Do you? I'm just glad you had a good time. So I can't speak to that.
When you woke up the next morning, though, were you like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened?
Oh, I was like, where's my teacup? I'm ready for all the tea. drinking all the tea with extra sugar and cream in. Okay. I definitely was. I was glad at the end of the day that everyone had a good time. It was a complete surprise to me, the party. I didn't know I was getting a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
One of the things that happens is I do get an engagement party. So after I got that, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm probably good over here. So when I came downstairs and saw all my cast dressed as strippers, I was like, oh shit, I'm getting the bachelorette party.
Seriously, oh my God, I cannot wait to see it. And obviously a lot of focus is on some of the relationships that are, you know, continuing this season. And we see Kenya and Mark. How are they doing right now? How are they co-parenting? I know that her daughter just had a birthday and they were together, but so how are they doing?
I think they're doing good. I think they are in a respectful place. I don't know if there's going to be any reconciliation, but I didn't make it to the birthday party. It seems like they were pretty happy together at the birthday party. So I don't know if that was just the love for Brooklyn or, you know, I may need an update. I saw the pictures as well, and they looked pretty, pretty happy. Yeah. I'm always rooting for Kenya and Mark. You know, at the end of the day, for me, if whatever's going to bring them happiness and peace, if it's together or if it's separately, I root for them both. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is Brooklyn. And I think, you know, obviously they always come together in the name of Brooklyn. So,
definitely. Are you rooting for Portia and Dennis?
I am. My husband and Dennis are actually, they've gotten really close. They're really good friends. And, you know, Portia and I, you know, we always come together. We have our little ups and downs. But, you know, she like secretly lives for me. She just, you know, just tries to annoy me from time to time. We're in a great place. Mike and Dennis are good friends. I just think when Portia and Dennis are together, I've just never seen her look happier. Yeah. And it just seems to work. Until it doesn't work. So we're rooting for Portia and Dennis. You know, Mike and I have done our thing because they were supposed to get married around the same time we did. Yeah. So hopefully they're next.
We'll see. Do you think that she's going to expand her family anymore? Did she talk about wanting to have more kids?
No. You know, I don't know. I would love to see a couple of other little PJs running around.
Yeah, definitely. Going forward to the season, I mean, what is that one moment that obviously besides maybe the bachelorette party, what can you not wait for fans to see this season?
Honestly, I can't wait for them to see the wedding. You know, although Bravo didn't shoot the wedding, we did have our videographer film the wedding. And for me, there was so many things going on that I haven't seen because I was in my bridal suite, you know, until it wasn't. I'm excited to just see my bridesmaids go down the aisle, my, you know, my nieces, just to actually see the actual wedding. You know, Mike and I have been together for, I think, almost 3 years now. And you guys know how excited and thirsty I was when it came to Mike Hill. So for me, that's like a little full circle moment where people can just say, okay, it happened. And now Cynthia can like focus on something else other than Mike Hill.
I know you said that you still have 3 more weeks of filming, but would you say at the end of filming that you are in a good place with everybody?
So far, so good. I think I'm in a great place with everyone. Some better than others, as always. But for the most part, I don't think there's anything that I couldn't get past with anyone at this point.
That's a good season.
But yeah, 3 weeks is a long time in reality TV world.
True.
Hopefully all hell didn't break loose in the next 3 weeks. And I
knock on wood.
Stay in this peaceful place.
Yes, but I would say that's a successful season then if you're talking to everybody at the end, right?
It is. And it's not easy because, you know, a lot of times – if I'm friends with one person and that person falls out with someone, I kind of get caught up it with, you know, like my beef with somebody else's beef becomes my beef because they're my friend.
Right.
And you know, you get pulled in the middle of like other people's stuff. And I'm like notorious for being pulled in the middle of like beef. So I try to just say, hey, look, I'm friends with you. I'm friends with you. I can be friends with who I want to. And if you guys don't like each other, that is not my problem. In the past, I would always try to like, oh, well, let me bring you guys together so you guys can work it out. Now I'm like, you don't like her? She don't like you? Okay. Oh, well, I like you guys both. So you guys figure it out. Not my problem.
It's like washing my hands of it. I know we only have a couple more minutes left and you know, we love a good game. So I have a little rapid fire called Housewives Confessions. So some fun little questions for you. So out of everyone in your cast, who would you say is the best and the worst dressed?
I'm going to have to go with Kenya for best dress just because we have kind of similar style. She's more of a girly girl than I am, but I do like her suit game. Like when a certain, she has a certain chicness that I definitely feel like we share in common. And then worst dress, ooh, Lord have mercy. Well, that may not just go to one person. You know, a lot of the women have come a long way. We have very different styles and tastes. I just really, please don't make me have to like call anybody out. I don't want to say they are worse dressed. Can I just say that some people are still figuring out?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that as much as I love my girl Drew, I think she's still figuring out her style and swagger over here for sure.
Sometimes it takes time.
I'm room for my girl because that's my girl, but she is a work in progress.
I love it. Which housewife would you call to bail you out of jail? Can be any housewife.
Candy, because she has the most money. She will be able to afford my bail.
I love that. Pick a housewife from another franchise that you would love to have come on your show.
I'm friends with Garcelle from Beverly Hills, and I would love her to come.
Yeah.
Play with us. Yep. Oh, but I'm also really good friends with Karen from Potomac.
I love Karen too.
So I think Karen, but you know what? I really, really would want Garcelle can come too, but only if Karen gets to come as well.
I know you are newly married, but if you could swap house husbands with any housewife, who would it be for a fun?
Who are these questions? This is so inappropriate. With any house husband.
For just a fun day out.
I don't know. I would say Todd. I have a great relationship with Todd and Candy, and they own a bunch of restaurants, and I know I would, you know, I would get fed really well. So.
Good answer. Well, Cynthia, thank you so much. It's always so good seeing you, and congrats.
Likewise.
On weddings, but another great season. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.